listener production.
Hi, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Australian Academy of Science wants science to have a bigger role in courts. It's after new scientific evidence created reasonable doubt that Kathleen Folbig killed her four children, the mother now released after 20 years in jail. CEO Anna Maria Arabia says there's opportunity to reform the legal system to ensure the use of up-to-date scientific knowledge.
The independent selection of scientific experts so they can bring to bear their knowledge in an unfettered way would be an enormous advancement for our nation.
The full defamation judgment of war veteran Ben Robert Smith has been released. A federal court judge believes he may have committed criminal offences by sending threatening letters to a former SAS colleague. Mr. Robert Smith took three newspapers and three journalists to court over defamation, but the case was dismissed. The federal government is considering adjusting industrial relations laws, which could result in labour hire workers earning the same as full-time staff. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Andrew McKellar says it would take away incentives and the ability to pay for more experience.
This is really trying to rewrite those arrangements to a one-size-fits-all. We're not comfortable with that. We urge the government to consult properly and effectively on that and to work through those concerns with business.
Airlines could be forced to pay compensation to passengers for cancelled or delayed flights. The ACCC wants the federal government to consider the penalty, finding a lack of competition is leading to higher airfares and poor customer service. In sport, the Swans have locked in defender Nick Blakey till the end of 2031. He's set to notch up his 90th game for Sydney if selected for this Thursday's clash with the Saints at the SCG. Meanwhile, the Saints are hoping to have Mitch Owens back soon. He copped a nasty concussion during the club's clash with the Giants back in round 10. Defender Callum Wilkie doesn't imagine the young forward is far off returning.
He's feeling good and there was no sort of residual effects after the concussion. He's just eager to get back out there and I think we probably missed him a little bit.